Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First, my friend and yours, Matthew, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ian, what's going on?
Oh, we're just doing this radio show in this, you know, air-conditioned office tower in New Orleans, Louisiana, where it's very safe and quiet comparatively. Tell us how you are, man.
We're about to get an air raid alert any minute now. So just sitting here watching the Iranian lawnmowers inbound on the alert map.
Are you able to tell us a little bit about generally where you are? I know you don't want to get too specific, but, you know, kind of color.
I'm in Kyiv right now.
Oh, you're in Kyiv. Okay. Thank you.
I'm
goodness.
In Kyiv right now. Yeah.
How bad is it in Kyiv? I mean, I feel like every time I talk to you, there's air raids or there's missile strikes or there's drone strikes. Is Kyiv kind of going about, I don't want to say business as usual, because obviously not that, but is it a city that is truly business as usual?
Yeah. It's business as usual. I mean, people are up all night. A lot of people are in the shelters all night long. Then they go to work the next day. I mean, some of these alerts end at 8:30 in the morning, and you know the traffic's backed up. It starts. I mean, people are still driving into Kyiv in the middle of the attacks to go to work. I mean, life goes on.
Why? Maybe this is not a very I'll just ask it. Why do we always do? And I say we, I mean people that are engaged in war and bombing other cities and countries. Why do we always do that at night? I mean, if I was trying to inflict the greatest amount of damage and get the most casualties, wouldn't you do that when people are, you know, out in grocery stores and offices and schools and churches and such?
The Shahids are they're slow moving. They're pretty easy to shoot down.
Those are the missiles.
So that's why
missiles.
No, these are the drones.
Oh, the drones, of course. Yeah, that's
drones.
Right. Yeah.
So a little wrinkle. One was inbound last night. It had jet engines on it. So that may be our new gate of hell has opened. So
a drone with jet engines?
Yeah. We've got them too. So
wow.
Yeah. So it was moving faster than all of the others. It's the first one they've seen like that. So it was shot down, though.
So but before we got you on, Matthew, I kind of teased this for the audience, saying one thing I wanted to talk about today is the sort of extremely rapid advancement in technology and the different sort of tactics that each side is using to try to get the upper hand. I can't recall if we had spoken to you on the air since that very successful sneaky train attack. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that before we move into what's happening today?
You're talking about Spiderweb?
Spiderweb, that's right.
Yeah, that was the so those were that was a long running operation run by SBU, which is the security service of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Hats off to them. They played the long game. It took them roughly 18 months. They basically manufactured some containers with hidden compartments in the top for the drones. And then they had them driven into Russia and pre-positioned them where they were needed. And they launched drones on some air bases and took out several billion dollars worth of strategic air assets. It was well done. So no losses to the Ukrainians involved.
That's great. Well done. Well
done.
They were
all back. A lot of the truck drivers didn't even know what they were pulling.
Right.
Russian truck drivers.
Wow.
So.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Hats off to the to SBU there. Okay, so there's this interesting dynamic playing out where we have this kind of bleeding edge drone technology that some of it is not that difficult to counter with something like fishing nets. We've seen reports now about Ukrainian troops using fishing nets to fend off Russian drones. Tell us about that. Have you done that yourself? How effective is it?
They've got some logistics, some roads covered with surplus fishing nets. A lot of them have been shipped in from the Baltics, from the Baltic countries. And some of the logistic lanes are open to some of the forward areas. And the roads are literally covered. They have telephone pole-like structure set up, and the fish nets are stretched across them for miles.
So that cars and trucks can travel along underneath the fish net so they can't be drone from above? Damn.
Correct.
That's wild.
Correct. So, I mean, in 2022, people were 2022 and 23, people were walking around. No one was worried about being hit by a drone. Now that's threat number one, being hit by an FPV.
Wow.
So,
Tell us about, well, here, I'll let Dan and Bywater say it. Dan asks about, ask Matthew about the consequences of the insane amount of fiber optic cable for the drones. I've seen videos that look like a net over the entire landscape. Tell us the role that fiber optic cable is playing in these drone wars.
It's really thin filaments, and when the sun comes up and there's dew on the ground, you can see it. It looks like spider web. There's literally, in some places, there's probably thousands of miles of it laying in the fields. So I don't know what the consequences would be. It's made out of glass, right? You would think you could just run something over it and till it into the soil. So fiber optics are used fairly often. And it was just announced today that 98% of the drones that are used in Ukraine are now domestically manufactured. So that's a good thing.
We don't have to import
anything.
Yeah. All right. So, but the fiber optic, like I'm looking at a picture on Reddit right now. I just very quickly Googled fiber optic cables, Ukraine. You can kind of see what Matthew was talking about. It really does look like a giant spider web just kind of laid across the landscape, you know, disappearing into the horizon. You can't even see how far back it goes. What is the interface with the drone here? I don't understand. Are the drones being foiled by the cable? Or are they using the cable? What is this?
No, they used so they're being controlled. So we started, both sides were able to jam drones, radio controlled drones.
They
started using fiber optics. You can't jam those. So they're communicating, they're controlling the drone with fiber optics, and there's a reel of fiber hanging underneath the drone.
Like fishing line almost.
Yes.
So you can't jam the radio communications if it's hardwired.
There is no radio communication. Like a hardwire control, yes.
And then when these drones reach their target or they're destroyed on their way to the target or whatever, the cable just drops to the ground, and that's how you end up with this. Wow, it really is something else. You have a minute, gentle listener, go ahead and Google fiber optic cables, Ukraine, or I can just send you the link if you like. Okay, so turning now to some more kind of human warfare, mano a mano, as it were. I read a story in CNN that says sometimes only two Ukrainian soldiers are holding off more than a dozen Russian attackers. Have you witnessed or have people in your unit been part of a battle with those kind of odds?
Yes. So, I mean, We had, I said we had 16 go up against over 50, and we took the position. So it's quality over quantity at the end of the day, and it's that's pretty standard. You know, we had one guy hold off Russians for nearly 3 days, and when they got to the position, they thought he was dead, but he was alive. He was just injured. And they evac'd him out, and then he was just surrounded by dead Russians. So he did a good job.
And every time that we've spoken with you on the air, there's kind of a new a new ethnic group, or, you know, recruits or mercenaries from a different country that are coming in to fight on behalf of the Russians. Who are you out there seeing in the battlefield now that you're facing in these combat situations?
A lot of people from Africa still. North Koreans are still in Kursk, so we're expecting to see them further east and might see them in soon. So, they're sending more North Koreans across to backfill their losses. So, the usual. Nothing's changed. I think the Russians have tapped everything they can. I mean, an American that moved with his family to Russia, I want to say last year, to escape the woke ideology of the United States. He got his passport, and he wound up being conscripted into the Russian military.
I saw that.
They told him he was going to be a welder. The day he got to the front, he was killed by a drone.
Oh, so, I didn't know that. Oh, good God.
Oh, yeah. He was killed that day. There's video. So.
Damn. Well, I kind of can't help but feeling badly for that guy. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know who convinced him that moving to Russia was a good idea, because you didn't like
move with,
you know,
his wife and his kids.
That's insane.
Crazy.
And then he gets conscripted and sent to the front line and killed immediately. I mean, that's a sad story.
2 weeks of training. So, yeah.
Good Lord. Here's a text message that asks something I was getting ready to ask a little bit later, because I've seen news reports about it. Does Ukraine have a military draft? Where are your new recruits coming from?
So they do have a military draft. They conscript anyone above. So you're eligible for conscription from the age of 25 to 60. So there is strong pressure to reduce the age of conscription from 25 to 18, but the leadership feels that they want the kids that are 18 to 25 to have some sort of life before they join the military. Mm-hmm. And if the need arises, they'll conscript. And so if this came out yesterday that, you know, even though the age of conscription ends at 60, if you still want to volunteer and join, you can when you're older than 60. So they have raised the age above 60. So the average age of the fighting man in the Ukrainian military right now is between 45 and 48.
Is there any reason that we should not believe, you know, the Ukrainian government's official estimates of 1 million Russian war dead?
I believe that's a total casualty count. That's just dead and injured. 60% are dead.
Gotcha. Yeah. Casualties, not and fatalities.
Even the injured. I mean, so they don't evacuate their injured. Usually they, you know, the commanders want them to, so the commanders can collect their paychecks. So what they do is they leave them out there to die, and the commanders collect their pay. It's quite the racket.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Look, we'll step away. We'll take a break here just a little bit early. My guest is Matthew, who's in Kyiv, you know, awaiting air raid sirens to go off, something maybe worse to happen. We'll see if we can keep him a little distracted from that while we learn everything we can from somebody who's actually on the ground himself. If you have anything you want me to run past him before we have to let him get back to work, the way to do it is to text me. Send me a text at 504-260-1870. When we come back, I'm going to ask Matthew about allegations of really widespread chemical weapon use by the Russians. Attacks on healthcare systems and civilians, that's been going on for some time, but I think it's gotten a bit worse lately. And how things are changing now that the Trump administration has quite turned over the intelligence community, and how that might be affecting the Ukrainians' ability to see what's coming down the pike. I'm Ian Hoke, sitting in for Scoot. Be right back after this.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Matthew in Ukraine is on the line with us right now. Matthew, Ukrainian officials say that Russia has launched over 10,000 chemical attacks since the invasion began, using banned agents like using banned agents. Have you or your comrades been exposed to any chemical munitions on the field?
We have. We have chemical protective gear, but not like we used to have.
What happened? Where did your chemical protective gear go?
We had a good bit at the start of the war. Now we struggle to get some. We have to buy it. There's not enough. There's been a lot of turnover. So we struggle to keep masks, and it's hard to maintain it. We don't have a nuclear, biological, and chemical core to keep track of that. So it's usually issued at the unit level, and you have to learn as you go if you've never been trained with it before. So we try to train our guys. But we don't have full mop suits. We have masks, but in some cases, the agents burn your skin. So I'm always wearing long sleeves, and I catch a lot of flack for that. But when everybody's at the front, they wear long sleeves. We use a Korean mask, and it works really well.
Okay, nice. Are the specific agents that are being used? I'm thinking back to the civil war in Syria, where Bashar al-Assad was dropping these chemical munitions on these neighborhoods, and it's just horrific.
He was using nerve agent, and so there have been instances of nerve agent use, but it's been dispersed so much that there are signs. People express symptoms, but you can tell they've been exposed, but it's not like a concentrated amount. It doesn't take much to kill you, but we do see people exhibiting symptoms of having been exposed to it, but usually it's the chlorine based stuff.
I mentioned it because I would think that if there was, the nerve agents that we saw deployed in Syria, if that was happening in Ukraine, it would be all over Western media, but it simply hasn't. And that's thankfully because it's just not happening at scale like that. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Speaking of healthcare, there are increasing number of reports about ambulances and hospitals being deliberately targeted by the Russians. How does that affect morale? Why are they doing that specifically, do you think?
Just makes people more angry. It's a terror tactic. and I mean, Russia needs to be designated as a terrorist state mm-hmm. by Congress eventually. You know, last summer they attacked the largest children's hospital in all of Europe, right, with cruise missiles, and killed and injured many right in the center of Kyiv. So it's yesterday they hit a maternity hospital, killed two, injured dozens. So it's something they do often. Hell, they even attacked a prison in Zaporizhia yesterday. So killed 17. I mean, they target people that can't get away. It seems to be a thing. So they can't lose. They can't win at the front. So they decide to punish the civilians in the hopes that the civilians will force leadership to turn around and make peace at any cost. And that's just not going to happen. So, and the civilians aren't going to, just roll over to the Russians. Everyone here is pretty, they're resolved to win this war. And they're willing, everyone here is willing to die to do it. So. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's all good. Look, let's take a text from a listener. James on the North Shore wants to know, how do you feel about United States intelligence? Now he can't trust them. That's James's assessment, but I'm curious how you feel about it with, you know, the people that are taking over the intelligence community. I don't know how much of that really affects your work. You know, I don't know what Tulsi Gabbard at the DNI has anything to do with you. But,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, Ukraine's got a very robust intelligence organization, multiple intelligence agencies, people on the ground everywhere. We go with our own intelligence. I mean, there is some exchange of information, you know, satellite information, things of that nature. But the U.S. doesn't have anybody on the ground where they need to be. So when it comes to assets on the ground, Ukrainians are providing their own intelligence. But, you know, the satellite intelligence is pretty important and it's helpful. And from what I understand, it's still being provided. So
is that Starlink?
No, this would be
Starlink's been gone for some time now. Is that right?
No, Starlink's still here. It went down last week, caused a lot of issues, 3.5 hours, and everyone here thinks it went down. It was taken down on purpose.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean, as soon as it went down, we started getting attacked with ballistics. So, yeah, it was...
connect the dots there. Huh?
There were a lot of squinty eyes when that happened. Mm-hmm. So.
That's a polite way to put it. Soothsayer Sam is listening today. Sam wants to know, if Putin gets cornered, how much is Ukraine concerned about tactical mushroom clouds on the horizon?
Not very concerned at all. Unless he's willing to push the button himself. I don't think anyone else would do that. I really don't.
You don't think anyone in the Russian armed forces would use a small yield nuclear weapon?
I don't. It's been threatened a lot, and it's not happened because of the global backlash that would result. So,
yeah, hard to see that going well for Russia. I mean, the fallout would land on Russian territory, you know, in large part, too. I don't know why you'd think that's a good idea. Not a long-term solution.
He doesn't care much about his own people, so.
Here's a text that says, what is Matthew's view of the so-called Maidan coup in 2014 that removed then-President Viktor Yanukovych?
I wouldn't call it a coup. I would call it an uprising of the people. Mm-hmm. There were no foreigners involved. And, you know, that's Yanukovych is gone. He was a Russian puppet.
Yeah.
He's in Russia now. So, as a matter of fact, my flat is fairly close to a building that he was in the process of having constructed and hasn't been touched since he left country. So it's a monument to his failed reputation,
mm-hmm.
legacy.
Yeah, This texter says, you know, Maidan coup, but I think you and I might refer to it as the Orange Revolution, wasn't it? Is that the same?
Correct.
Thing?
Yeah. Correct. Okay. Except Yanukovych had, you know, he had his people shooting civilians in the crowds, right?
In the square. Yeah, I remember.
Yep.
You mentioned earlier that the Russians do not rescue their wounded. Ray the plumber is listening today. He says the commander is getting the paychecks of the dead members. That's crazy. Wouldn't you think that the commander would shoot his own and get a big paycheck? Do you see that happening, Matthew?
It's funny you mentioned that because it has been stated that that's happened. So, a lot of times they just... they 200 their own. That's the term they use. So they use 100 for injured, 200 for killed, and they 200 their own and then just backfill with fresh conscripts. They might have 10, 15, 20 people on the payroll and the commander's getting it all. He's got their cards.
Woof. So
they get paid on a debit card.
Matthew, let's try to end on somewhat of a more hopeful note, in as much as that's possible, while you're waiting for the air raid to end.
Well, it's cloudy with a chance of ballistics right now, so God. That's our joke.
It's the worst children's book of all time. Despite the danger that you're in, you know, do you have lighter or more hopeful moments with your comrades that help you kind of deal with the stress that you're under all the time?
Man, we are always cracking up and joking, Ian. It's, you know, things, you have to find some light in the darkness, right? Mm-hmm. So we are always, you know, we make a joke out of everything. So, like, we got a bulletin last week that, you know, I don't know if you saw it, but an SBU colonel was killed by a husband and wife couple from Russia. They were FSB.
I did see that.
Insurgents. Mm-hmm. You did see that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in turn, they tried to arrest them. They resisted. They killed them. Then we got a text last week that there were 15 more couples that had infiltrated and our unit was in the target list, people in our unit. And we were just we started laughing and saying, hey, it's good to be popular. You know, people willing to travel a long way to meet us. And, you know, just, I mean, you know, so you just have to find humor in everything you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think too about, you know, Matthew often will send me like a YouTube video, a kind of like a music video that somebody's put together with some kind of like kick-ass driving music and, you know, images of, you know, inspiring patriotic images or clips of Ukrainian armed forces. And I'm sure that helps too. Just being able to see each other the way the rest of the world sees you, you know, as heroes doing something that's really important for Ukraine and for the world. And we're all very grateful to you. Anything else you want our folks to hear before we let you go?
No, guys, just, you know, try to follow it in the news. Don't ever forget about what's going on here. Even if it's out of the news cycle, it doesn't mean the war's over. Everyone here is still fighting and we will win.
I love it.
We always say we're going to win.
As always, Matthew, thank you so much. I'm getting a ton of text messages. You know, Left Lane Rider says, incredible how knowledgeable he is. Pass along my best wishes to him. It's so good to hear from Matthew. Love hearing his insights, perspective on the war. Thank you for keeping us updated. Be safe. God bless. Stay safe, young Matthew. I hope your family is all good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. From all of us at WWL and here in Louisiana and across the U.S., Matthew, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Ian. You guys take care.
Take good care, brother.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.